now, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Evangelist William Foster here from Blog Talk Radio Ministries and Total Recovery Healing Ministries, when God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. Please forgive me. I'm just a little bit under weather, but we're going to get through this today. How about that? I've been excited to share with you all for like the last 2 weeks. Been going through some things, but God has smoothed it out for us. And He's yet blessing and yet in the blessing business. And I'm so glad. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Father, that you are touching us, healing us in a mighty way. Thank you for your favor and strength of your right hand. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. And we thank you for all great things that you have said that you're going to do for us, God. Now, Lord, we pray that you just continue to touch us in a mighty way. Heal, deliver, save, and set free. Find the wicked one on every hand. Bless us like never before. Do what you do best. Take over, Jehovah, and restore the joy within us. And, Father, we thank you that you open up our ears and our hearts, our minds, and our understanding to your word, that we may be comforted and kept, and this time accepted. In Jesus' holy name, we appreciate you. We thank you for all things. Bless God and amen. Yes, Lord, today, we're going to be coming out of Genesis. I want to say around about Genesis, I guess, 21. We're talking about the story of Abraham and Sarah. And how, Jesus, he said he promised he would do some things for us, and we need to go back sometime to the old path, the old landmark, and find out what the Lord has already spoken and said that he's going to do. But a lot of times we get caught up in the things that are going on in life, and Satan, he tries to come and plagiarize and brings the deception of the mindset to God, to make us feel like God is like we have to help God do something. Well, the Bible said, he's a carbon copy of God. That's all he is, a master illusionist, so to speak, of certain things, because he is the prince of the power of the air. So he can get in the mind and trouble the mind and soul to the point of almost no return. But because we have a God that sits high and looks low, and that we can trust and believe and, oh God, hold on to for the promises of God. Oh Jesus, because we know the promises of God are yea and amen. Yes, Lord. And we want to start out here looking in Genesis where he told him in the 21st chapter. He said, and the Lord visited Sarah, the very first verse. I'm coming from the King James Version. Genesis 21 in the first verse. And the Lord visited Sarah, and he said, oh God, as he had said, oh Jesus, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. So you have to understand, like, oh God, previous chapters before, oh Jesus, the angels came to visit Abraham to let him know, look, God has not forgotten about you. Oh, Jesus, and if I could take any, oh, God, time to let you know today, I want you to understand that the message of this ministry today is what God has for you, it is for you. And sometimes when you have to look in back over your life and you wonder, oh, Jesus, Lord, it took me forever, seemed like it's taking me forever to get what I've asked you for, what you promised me, but God, what's going on? And Satan crept in the mind of Sarah back then and let her know. Oh, see, it's no new trick, just different tactics that the enemy is using now a day, oh God, because a lot of us are not searching and seeking or very much so aware of what we were and what we were supposed to be doing or what we are supposed to be doing, because Jesus said to the disciples, occupy the time until I come back. That means I need you to be reading and studying. I need you to be meditating. I need you to be fasting and praying. I need you to be, oh God, worshiping and praising me, lifting up my name. Because I told you, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto me, oh God. And if you read about Abraham, oh, as we have read in times past, Abraham was a man who walked with God, Jesus. And not only that, but oh God, God walked with him. God called Abraham his friend, oh Jesus. And I didn't read too many other places in the Bible where I haven't heard God call any man that. He said, Abraham is my friend. Thank you, Jesus. And because my friend, oh God, is walking with me and talking with me and listening to my instruction, oh Jesus, oh God, then somewhere, some way down the line, I got to bless him. Oh Jesus, but what I'm trying to do is meet out everything that's been in his way and causing him, oh God, to be discomforted in his heart and his spirit about some things that, oh God, that's getting ready to come up on him. Thank you, Jesus, because he got to understand he was a mere man. Oh God, he was not a supernatural man. He was just a natural man. And oh God, God was trying to impede, oh God, the things from Satan up out of him. Thank you, Jesus. He was trying to block those things, get those things up out of him, but the mind. Because he, you have to understand, he still had an Adamic mindset persuasion. Oh God, oh God, just the same thing that Adam and Eve did. Oh God, Abraham and Sarah did. Oh Jesus, oh God. And when the angels came to her to let her know, oh God, look, man, look, woman, look. Oh God, God got something for you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. And you're gonna receive, oh God, exactly what it is that he has for you. But it's in God's set time that he's getting ready to do some things for you in your life. But I got to set some other things in order. And take some things, extract some things out of your life to make sure that you're ready for the promise, that you're ready for the miracle. Oh, God. So what God has for me, see, sometimes you have to just get in the mirror and just look at yourself and understand what God has for you. You have to tell yourself, look, man, today what God has for me, it is for me. Look, woman, today what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, God, see, but you have to understand, Satan came in. Uh-huh, I'm coming back to this one here. Satan came in and distracted the mindset of because of impatience. Oh, God, and that's the problem with a lot of, oh, God, the saints and the Christians, oh, God, of this time of this modern day. Oh, God, Jesus, we don't have the patience. We don't have the ebullience to stand up and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm going to hope until the end. My God, Jesus, and if you would, go with me over here to, what is this? Oh, God, Romans, yes, 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 the fourth chapter. Romans, the fourth chapter. Look at what the Bible's beginning to say. See, he had to bring it from the old to the new and then bring it back to let us know that, look, God was yet serious and yet, oh God, real about what he said he was going to do and how he was going to do it. Oh, Jesus, if you go with me here, thank you, God. Oh, God, Romans, the fourth chapter. He said, the first verse, he said, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, had found? Well, he asked the question, for if Abraham were justified by works, he had wherefore to glory, Jesus, but not before God. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God. Oh, Jesus. He didn't believe his wife. He didn't believe nobody else. But we have to understand, let me stop right here and put a pin right there. What she did was try to help God by the way of faith. Like he told Eve, something like, you and I sharing it down. Well, hold up. He didn't get into this woman's mind talking about something. Why don't you just go have sex, oh God, with my handmaid? And what you're doing, we'll have a baby by her because it's taking a long time for God. You can't rush. You can't hurry God. You can't make him jump when you say jump. You can't make him leap when you say leap. You can't make him run when you say run. God is sovereign. Oh, God, help my word that you hear me today, y'all. God is sovereign. He, oh, God, he's not moved by you or your word or how you crying. Oh, God, no, 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 no. What I say is what God is saying is already set in stone. Thank you, Jesus. It's already written up on the tables of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. And if you'll wait on me and be of good courage, oh, God, help me, you shall be strengthened and you will not be weary, oh, God, in well-doing if you wait on me. Thank you, Jesus, because I give you the strength to hold on, oh God. But because, oh God, Sarah was so impatient and so anxious. How about that word? Because that's a hard word right there. She was so anxious to get some things done and try to, come on, we going to help God. Because I'm getting a little bit too old, so I ain't, you know, like men and women even do today. Well, I am too old to be trying to have that baby, so I ain't even trying to, shoot, having kids at this age. I tell my little lie. Well, hold on. I still see women that are 50, 48, 60, still having children. So, who are you to tell God what he can't do? Oh, Jesus, I'm going to leave that alone, but it's for real. Because what God has for you, it is for you. And I ain't just talking about just for no, oh, God, physical birth, no physical problems like that. I'm talking about spiritual stuff. God said, look, sometimes you're going to have to travail. You're going to have to go through some stuff. You're going to have to fight the good fight of faith in order to receive the faith, oh, God, and the faithfulness of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, regardless of how you feel, he said, I yet remain faithful. God, let me go back to the scripture. Good God, oh, I want you to get it today. Look at what he said, verse 4. He said, now to him that worketh is not the reward, not reckoned, of grace, but of debt. See, they're trying to figure him out, trying to see how it was doing. How was it done? Oh, God. Like somebody had to put up some kind of bribe to God to make something good for them to happen. No, no, no. He just stayed the course. Let me go back to the scripture. Then he said, oh, verse 6, even as David also described the blessedness of the man. He said, unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Oh, God, cometh this blessedness, oh, God, then upon the circumcision only. Oh, God, that's another question. Or upon the uncircumcision also. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Oh, Jesus, how was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but the uncircumcision. Oh, Jesus, he said, and he received the sign of circumcision as a seal, oh God, of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all that believe, though, oh God, they be not circumcised, that righteous may be imputed unto them also. What would you say? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. God said, I don't have to wait for you to get baptized into water to give you the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, I can give you the Holy Ghost. I can give you the promise. I can give you the blessing. Oh, Jesus, I can let you know that it's coming. Oh, God, even though it hasn't manifested in your hands, thank you, Jesus, it's still on the way because I still got some repairing on you and some work and reconstruction in you that I got to do before the promise get to you. Oh, that's actually what he was trying to let them know. You can't tell me what God can't do. I know what God is doing. I know that God is able. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, see, that's why you can't allow Satan to get into your mind and talk to your mind, tell it, well, it ain't came out this time. I guess it just ain't going to come. See, you don't speak negative. You got to go positive on the negative. Oh, God, told me, if it wasn't for no bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. For sure, I mean, get down. What? Where you get that from? Thank you, Jesus. You cut your own self out the plan. Oh, God, help me today. Well, let me go to the hot scriptures. Good God. He said, verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law, by heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made is of none effect. Well, what you mean? See, you have to understand, God transported righteousness into faith. Thank you, Jesus. He changed the game when Jesus came. Oh, God, you didn't hear about faith in the Old Testament like that. You heard about righteousness and good works. You heard about righteousness and good deeds. Oh, but now that Jesus is on the scene, thank you, God, he's letting you know, if you don't have faith in me, which pleases my Father, oh, God, how can you please him? Because you don't trust me, oh, Jesus. So now you see how it happened. Thank you, Jesus. The faith of God. Thank you, the peace of God, the joy of God, thank you, Jesus, is my salvation, is my strength, oh God. It helps me get to the next level in God. Jesus, oh God, to receive, to stand fast in the work that I'm doing concerning God and not be weary in well doing because I'm getting ready to receive the promise of God. That's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. It's the righteousness of God. He leads me into the, I want you to get the path of righteousness. Uh-huh. Oh God, for his name's sake, it wasn't for just nothing else, it was for the righteousness of God, but now we're in faith. Good God. Oh, God, because we live by faith. He's in him we live and move and have our very being. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so he was able to call those things that be not as though they were. Thank you, Jesus, because watch what he said in verse 18. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, verse 17, he said, for as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called it those things which be not as though they were. Oh, God. He said, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, now he picked up something in faith, ain't that something? He considered not his own body, now dead, but when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God. Thank you, Jesus, through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. My God, and I'm trying to tell y'all today what God had already put out there for you and let you know before you was even born, just like he told Joshua when he was in the womb, just like he told, oh God, Nehemiah, thank you, Jesus, just like he told Jeremiah before he even got in the womb. He said, look, I had a conversation with you way back when and then, thank you, Jesus, eons ago, yes, God. He said, I told you what I'm going to do for you before you get to your mother's womb. And when you get to your mother's womb, just in case you forget, I'm going to come and revisit you again. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have a bar mitzvah. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a shindig. We're going to have a meeting of the mind. We're going to have a one-on-one. Whatever it takes for you to stay in shape for what I'm getting ready to do for your life. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God has to do even now. He has to send us, oh God, somebody who has a sound mind, a sound heart, who has a spiritual heart, a spiritual mind, who has been, oh God, reconciled back to God in such a way that, oh God, no man, no woman can ever shake them. Thank you, he brings a good messenger to your heart, a good messenger to your mind, letting you know, thank you, Jesus, that whatever it is that you, oh God, are waiting for, whatever it is that you desire, thank you, Jesus, whatever you're doing, thank you, God, that you, oh God, are being obedient to what I called you to do. Yes, God, dear, just know the promises is very sure, because my promises are yea and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I agree with only myself because I could find nobody else in heaven or in hell nor on the earth that I could agree with. Yes, God. He said, I have to swear by my own self. That's why he made the amen. No, Jesus. And because the amen is there, thank you, God. And, oh, God, every time I go through something, I just say, oh, God, amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And because the Lord has already told me that I need to read my word, meditate upon it both day and night, like he told Joshua, he said, then thou shalt have what good success. Then thou shalt make thy own way prosperous if you, oh God, obey my law and heed unto my command. Just like he said in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 6. Yeah, if you take heed unto my word and hearken diligently unto my voice and listen to what I'm trying to tell you, sir, ma'am, thank you, Jesus, you're going to have it in the time accepted. Thank you, God, in the set time that I have, oh God, on my calendar and my agenda. See, you got to understand, the Lord has delayed his coming for certain reasons. Oh God, he said, I can't come back, and I can't wear it better yet. I can't make them die, and I can't come back before I send the miracle, before I send the blessing, before I send the promise, because if I don't do that, thank you, Jesus, then that will make me a liar, and there is no lying in me. Oh, God, I don't know how to lie. I don't lie, and I won't lie, and I can't lie. Oh, Jesus. So, therefore, as you get your mind together, lift up your hands. Lift up your head. Oh, God, lift up your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Look to the hills from which cometh your help when you get a little faint, when you get a little weary, when you get a little agitated, irritated, when you, oh, God, need some motivation, when you need some encouragement, when you need to, oh, God, some more love, when you think your dream has been deferred and denied. Oh, God, Lord, bring it back to me. Holy Ghost, bring it back to me. Give me the hope. Give me the help that I need. Give me the belief that I need. Give me the strength for the struggle. Give me the strength for the strain. Oh, God, Jesus, give me the victoriousness over being, oh, God, vain and vandalized against. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I need your help. I need your hope. I need your strength, God. Thank you, Jesus, because there's some things that I'm dealing with that I can't, oh, God, fight and fix on my own. Thank you, Jesus. Satan is fighting me on every hand. Oh, God, I'm in trouble on every side, God, but I thank you that I'm not, oh, God, perplexed. I've been, oh, God, persecuted, God. I've been put to shame and mocked and ridiculed and shut down and set on and sat on and put the foot on my head and my heart and my mind and told me that I can never go up and never be anything in you. But God, I know that you're able to fix it. I know that you're able to bring me back up at the dunghill. I know that you're able to turn it around. So you got to be able to learn how to talk to yourself. You got to know that what God has for you, it is for you. The promises of God are sure and they are sound, because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he has to repent for anything, because if he said, he'd already made it good and done it. Thank you, Jesus. And when he done it, he said, I made it very good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus. See, I'm saying, you know, we think that we just cursed because, you know, it just seems like, oh, God, everything is happening down to us. It's just us. Like, ain't nothing gonna break for us down. It's like everything is just tore up from the flow up. Jesus, I mean, is God listening at all? Yeah, he's sitting there listening the way that you just quit weeping, quit whining, quit complaining, quit griping, quit bickering, quit talking negative. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Quit talking all out the wall like you don't know who it is, what it is. And I can't stand when people say, well, I just can't see how it's going to get done. And that means you ain't been looking at God. Oh, Jesus, I just don't know how that's going to get worked out. Well, that means you don't know your God. Oh, Jesus, if he did it before, he can do it again. Yes, God. Same God right now, the same God back then. He ain't never changed. He's going to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. But where is your hope? Where is your faith? The Bible said Abraham hoped. Oh, God. He said he hoped against hope, meaning he didn't have any more left, so he just reached up to grab a hold to another hope. Thank you, Jesus. And I love when the old saints used to say that. Come on, baby, reach on up for another hope. Thank you, Jesus. Grab on up to another hope. Thank you, Jesus. Tell you, wrap your arm around that hope and then stretch on out again. Oh, God, Jesus, lift up your voice and shake the foundations of heaven. Tell God that you're really excited. Oh, God, let God know that you really mean it. Bind the devil. Yeah. Satan no longer rebuke you. Outside, Satan. So you got to talk to the enemy like he talks to you. Sin in the Lord rebukes you, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through my Christ Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'm not messed up about what no demon, no devil trying to do. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because if God be for me, who could be against me? He's more than the world against me. Yeah, I've been called by, oh God, my name from God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm called and chosen of God. I am the hope of, oh God, of his glory. I am a son of the Most High, a daughter of the Most High. Yeah, I am, thank you, Jesus, because I am living within me. Thank you, Jesus. His word abides in me, so I abide in his word. And because I abide in his word, I can ask what I will in Jesus' name, and it shall be given, it shall be done unto me. So I know that Jesus hears me. I know that God is hearing me. I know that Jesus is interceding on behalf of me, my God, and my filthy, nasty self itself sometimes. Oh, God, and my whining, complaining, crying self sometimes. Oh, Jesus, I ain't know I ain't got it all together because I ain't apprehended fully. But I'm telling you, I'm reaching toward the mark of the prize of the call of the high call of the high call in God, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, and no weapon that is formed against me shall ever prosper, and every tongue that rises against me is judgment. Thou shalt condemn it. Why? Because this is my heritage, and it's of God, and my righteousness is with him. My record is in heaven, and my witness is on high. I don't have to worry about what no man, woman, boy, girl, or situation is saying to me. Oh, God, my life is going to be great. Yes, God. See, you have to decree and declare. You got to tell the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Get out of my face. Say nothing, the Lord rebuke you. Oh, God, Jesus, I am the righteousness of Abraham. I am his seed. I'm anointed. Thank you, God, and appointed to do the weak, to work the will, and to work the way of God. Thank you, Jesus. I have the wisdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. I have the knowledge of God and the understanding. Yes, God, no man, no woman, no word, no how can stop what you have for me, because what you got for me, thank you, Jesus, and oh, God, is going to be more than I could ever expect. Thank you, Jesus, more than I could ever explain. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me. Hold it, Lord. I've been excited, y'all. Help me. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God is still working the work and the will to do down on the inside. He's trying to get us to a place where we'll all be able to rejoice at one good time and celebrate and shout the victory, shout the triumphancy, shout the glory, shout the most, the worship of God. Thank you, Jesus. Down from the holy habitations. Yes, God. That's why he was so eager to say it in the prayer Jesus did when he told to talk to the mountain. The disciples on the mount, when he said, what, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earthen vessel, oh God, as it is in heaven. I want heaven to work down on the inside of me, so I want the things that's not right to be out of me. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how Abraham was. That's how Enoch was. They walked with God, talked with God, sat with God. Oh God, she's communed with God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and that's the thing too. We got to get out of just, well, I got a relationship. What, do you have a communion with God? Can you communicate? Can he communicate with you? Can he talk to you all in the midnight hour? Do you listen? Oh, God. See, are you just so welcome, filled with words of contempt, of no to no affairs, to tell God, I want this, I want that. Lord, I know you hear me. If you don't hear me, then whatever. I've been trying to do what I can. I'm just tired of all this here. It's too much going on. The devil is a lie. Lord, I thank you. That's all I can tell you, Father. I thank you because you said in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Because concerning me. So all things are working together for my good because I am called by your name, because I love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And because I am, God, Jesus, I know that you justified me by faith. I know that you have made me righteous by your grace. I know that you kept me up and upheld me, God, by your Holy Spirit, by your sweet love, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus. I got Jesus on my side. And I'm running for my life. Oh, Jesus, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, too. And I'm praying for you, too. But since you got to understand, I don't believe it because I never read it in the book. I never read it in the Bible or in family salvation. Now, I'm praying for you. I'm praying with you, but I can't pray you on in there. Thank you, Jesus. You got to make up your mind to get where you got to go and to do what you got to do. Thank you, Jesus. Because what God has for you is for you. And what God has for me is for me. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to shine when I am. Oh, God, I'm going to give God the glory. So his light can shine down on the inside so that all men and women shall see, oh God, that it is the God and the goodness of God and his glory that's working down on the inside of me. We are the majority. Yeah, we do rule. Thank you, God. Why? Because he told me he set me up as a king. He set you up as a queen. Oh God, he set you up as a righteous one, as an ambassador, as a royal priesthood. So if you don't know, then now you know. Thank you, Jesus. If you didn't know, now you know. If you want to know, you're going to know. Thank you, Jesus. Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, huh? According to the power which worketh where? In us. Yes, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, God, that's my time. I'm going to let this go. But like I said before, in times past and in previous times here, oh, God, if you want to talk to me, if you want to communicate with me, you can always, always email me at fosterap1@aol.com. FosterAP1@AOL.com. I love you. I'm praying your strength. I'm praying that God bless you, that God give you the miracle that you need, because I know that it's coming and it's on the way. And sometimes you just got to understand this. Let the devil know. Look, Satan, with my hands up, you got to shut up. Ain't that something? God bless you. I love you. Stay encouraged. Stay in the will of God. And we'll meet again. God bless. Be encouraged.